Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 2, Tribute. The Treaty of Versailles that ended World War I is considered by some, although not quite correctly, to be one of the main causes of World War II. The Nazis used the economic and political stress imposed by the treaty on Germany to push their own twisted program to its disastrous conclusion. But harsh terms have been exacted from the vanquished throughout time, leading to the observation that wars are never won or lost. They just continue. The victor writes history, but the vanquished remember it. Anyway, up until the mid-19th century, in northeastern Congo and southern Sudan, another form of tribute was exacted. Vassals were required to give pottery to their overlords in Azande and Mangbetu-controlled territories. This tribute pottery was a unique class of unusually sculpted and individualized earthenware bottle forms. These bottles weren't made for any other purpose, and their makers generally specialized in crafts other than pottery. Azande rulers in particular didn't collect this tribute to hoard away or show off. They used tribute pottery as gifts to members of their court, neighboring chiefs, and visiting dignitaries such as European explorers, missionaries, and medical personnel. By the 1920s, European colonial rule replaced Azande political power. Pottery as tribute ended. But the allure of what was formerly a uniquely prestigious possession kept production of these forms alive. The expressive qualities of tribute pottery allowed potters in those areas to explore whole new ways of creating forms beyond the traditional categories that previously defined their work. It would seem that tribute pottery was a gift that kept on giving. Just imagine the world we'd be living in now if, instead of billions of dollars of unpayable reparations and huge chunks of territory, France and England had demanded from Germany shipments of Meissen porcelain and Westerwald stoneware back in 1918. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that saying scrawled across an old Pennsylvania tulipware plate. Three flowers on one stem. Reach into the dish, but take not much.